I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Stop wasting money on the things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Washington Post. That's rocketmoney.com/Washington Post.
It's Thursday, October 15th.
I'm Martine Powers. This is an election update from Post Reports.
We've been asking you for your questions about voting, and we got this one from a listener named Marina. She wrote, "I'm interested in exactly how campaigns get involved in challenging votes. I keep hearing about Trump having a team ready to go, but I'm not sure what that looks like. Does that only happen on a recount?"
So the process for challenging votes differs in every state.
This is Ben Ginsburg.
I was a practicing election law attorney on the Republican side for 38 years. Before retiring earlier this year.
We asked Ben to walk us through the process of how campaigns go about challenging votes.
The most common challenge occurs to absentee ballots in their envelopes, where campaigns will challenge, usually on signature match, but sometimes on authentication. The important thing to remember is that widespread challenges have to take place in individual precincts. There's not a broad-based national or even statewide challenge. So the army of lawyers that really both sides are deploying will largely be in polling places, either as poll watchers or just to observe the process and note any irregularities. What's not known is exactly what the Trump campaign will do in polling places and whether there will be widespread challenges to individual voters in the polling places and then individual votes as they're tabulated on election night and the following days in some states. One of the truisms about our systems of elections is that there are some 10,500 individual jurisdictions, all with their own officials for administering the casting and counting of ballots. It should not be a surprise under that many jurisdictions that different interpretations of the same laws occur and that mistakes are made. That is a part of our process. The mistakes are caught and corrected, but it's really the strength of the system that we do provide local officials with the authority over their own elections.
That was lawyer Ben Ginsburg, and thank you to listener Marina for a great question. That's it for this segment of Post Reports. Full episodes of our show come out every weekday afternoon. You can subscribe at postreports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Martine Powers. Thanks for listening.